Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
We got some special guests in the studio. We got Ryan and Chris. Good morning, gentlemen. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. Well, you guys have been making your rounds. You stopped here finally.
Yeah, I know.
And then we're going to let you go. But first, we got a lot to talk about. Well, real quick, Ryan, you being the golf guy. Are you a golfer at all, Chris?
I'm in the pulse a little bit.
Okay. You got to be pretty excited for Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was huge.
That was huge. And now we go into Ryder Cup week in Paris. Yep. It's a great time for golf right here at the end of the season. Yeah, it's good times.
It's just huge for the game of golf. Golf courses, everything golf, man.
Yeah, it lets you people like you guys talk about golf because you're excited about Tiger.
When else would you be talking about golf, right?
Never.
Phil Mickelson won.
Unless I'm in here and we're talking senior PGA.
Exactly,
right?
Of course, yes. Okay. Well, senior PGA is in here.
That was a trick question.
I failed it. I'm so bad at trick questions. All right, so we have you in here, though, because we got another fun event. The second annual, correct? Fest in the Southwest. Yeah, so hit us up. What is the Fest in the Southwest?
It went so well last year, we decided to do it again this year.
Okay.
So one of the top grossing charity events for Child and Family Services. You know, it was a huge impact for them last year. Mm-hmm. And how that happened was people came out, ate brats, drank beer, and listened to polka. Mm-hmm. So
can't beat that.
It's a great way to raise money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. So we got some awesome breweries from around the state and in the area donating some beer. Homes out of Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids Brewing Company, Three Blondes out of South Haven. They recently opened. Transient, of course, Watermark, and then Pete Setter will also be serving some libations.
Awesome, man. The Three Blondes, that's the one next to
the Kawasaki dealership.
It's Vandersea, whatever. It's right there.
It. Yep.
So that place, I still need to check it out yet. I've heard
it's
great
sweet.
Things.
Get the cheese curds.
Yeah, cheese curds? Ooh. Nice. Oh, yeah. I like it. And so. I'll buy a dirt bike while I'm there as well.
There you go. Have a couple beers, do a test drive.
Exactly. So. That's safe. That sounds right.
And then as far as food goes, Zix Meats is making custom brats for us.
Shut your mouth.
So we got a couple food vouchers. When you walk in, you can try a few varieties of brats, or you can get intimidated by the half pound pounder brat.
Oh, God, I can feel my cholesterol rising in the best way possible. So now let's talk about what exactly this benefits. Well, when is it, first and foremost?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's October 6th, which is a week from this Saturday, from 1 to 5 p.m. in downtown Stevensville, right in front of Watermark. We close down the road. It's rain or shine. We've got a tent. So it'll have all the beer, the food, the polka band under a tent. And so it's a 4-hour event, but it's full of things to do. It benefits Safe Shelter for Domestic Violence. I'm on the board of Child and Family Services. And as Chris mentioned, this was our largest grossing event last year. And thanks to our sponsors, Honor Credit Union, Starks Family Funeral, and B&L Information Systems, 100% of all tickets bought will go directly to support victims of domestic violence or advocates against domestic violence. Mm-hmm. It's a great benefit to our organization that is the only such domestic violence shelter in Berrien County.
Wow.
So we're excited for it. And like I said, it's a great way to raise money. You know, you go to charity events and sometimes you got the silent auction, the live auction.
A little stuffy.
Yeah, let's have some beers. Let's listen to some polka music.
Yeah, there you go.
And we have non-alcoholic drinks for those that choose just the brats.
Yeah, for those people that like to be sober and dance to polka.
What?
Who does that, man?
So it'll be a great event. We encourage everyone to go to watermarkbrewing.com to get tickets.
So watermarkbrewing.com, get the tickets. And what I really love about this is 100% of all the money raised goes to benefit this amazing cause. And again, you see a lot of great events out there, but sometimes it gets kind of passed around. This all going to the great cause, and I don't think you can beat that. How much does it cost?
It's $50 donation. Again, 100% goes to domestic violence. Mm-hmm. Safe Shelter for Domestic Violence.
Yeah.
But with that, you get 8 taste tokens, which is 8 half pours or 4 full pours, and 3 drink food tickets, which are for the brats this Christmas.
Boom.
Good Lord, that's an amazing deal. Yeah, right. So, I'd pay double that.
Not many people left thirsty or hungry last year.
Yeah.
So the tokens are formality.
Yeah, exactly.
So you dance, you drink beer, you eat great food, all for a good cause. Come on.
I love it. Okay, so people go to watermark.com, get your tickets. Now, can this sell out?
Would 300 tickets, watermarkbrewing.com.
Okay.
300 tickets. In counting, so it's like there's less than, you know.
Yeah.
You can buy the day of, but don't bank on it. It is a rain or shine event.
Yeah.
From 1 to 5 p.m. Saturday, October 6th.
Perfect. Well, this is fantastic, guys. And as always, you do so many great things in this community, and we appreciate it. So what's going on? The Fest in the Southwest, Saturday, October 6th, 1 to 5, $50 donation, food, beer, polka music. It's going to be a great time for a great cause.
Bring your lederhosen.
Bring your nice. What a weird thing. Of course, Germans would think of a leather, tight leather overall. To wear.
You got to get some sun on those upper thighs before winter.
You have to. That's right. Otherwise, you're going to be all pasty.
Is there a certain way you polka dance? Is there like a polka dance?
Yeah, I think
Come and I'll teach you.
Yeah? Oh, boy.
I like that.
Maybe we should add a class, polka dancing class to the Fest in the Southwest.
Love it.
Come and challenge Dave, our brewer, to a boot chugging contest. He can drink a liter of beer in less than 7 seconds.
Oh, my God. I feel like...
Did you say boot?
Boot.
Das Boot?
Das Boot.
Leader Boot. He can do it in less than 7 seconds.
Damn. Right.
Well, Hunter, after one of those, you'll be a perfect polka dancer.
Now, here's the question. Do you really have to turn it?
It does bubble up.
It does bubble up. All right.
It bubbled. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks, if you missed anything, check out WIRX.com. We'll have this podcasted as well. But more importantly, just go to watermark.com, get your tickets, and don't miss out. We'll be back.